the things some people say and get away with. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It never ceases to amaze me how certain people get away with mega lies. Like, for instance, the old Christianity isn't important to America lie, or Christian principles don't matter lie. Well, tell that to Daniel Webster, often called the father of American education, who said that the expressed purpose of schools was for the advancement of the Christian faith. Webster also believed that Christian principles are amongst the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. I think Mr. Webster was onto something, because an open, constitutionally limited society such as ours is based upon free people fully capable of exercising the rudiments of self-control, common decency, national unity, and morality. A morally decent population eliminates the need for an all-intrusive, overseeing dictatorial government that controls what you do, how you live, what is taught to the children, or what type of health care you have. If you enjoy the remaining freedoms you have and want to reestablish full liberty, justice, and freedom for all, then it behooves us to remember that the Founding Fathers were correct to warn us that America would fall if it lost its religious freedom. Elsewhere on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, while the fallout continues from the lies and other problems associated with Obamacare, I thought you might be interested to know that now that our nation's most strident enemies have seized control of Iraq, and thanks to the bumbling nature of President Obama's handling of the recent uprising in Egypt, America's stature has never been lower throughout the Middle East. So now, Obama has turned his focus toward further endangering the United States militarily. He is slated to try and secure another meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss a nuclear disarmament treaty. This is utter foolishness, to quote Putin on his opinion of such an idea now that other nations, like China, are building up their militaries. It is not only foolish, but downright treasonous for President Obama to seek to reduce our military for any reason, because it would only make us more vulnerable to enemy aggression due to either real or perceived weakness. President Obama is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. His punitive presidency, in my opinion, represents a culmination of bad decisions Americans have made over the past several decades. Hopefully, his regime will serve as a huge wake-up call for Americans who for too long have been living far below their God-given potential. I'm Ron Edwards.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor.
Shall not be friend, shall not be friend, shall not be friend.
Shall not be in friend. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Enjoying the global warming on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443, as I've messed with this level a little bit to where I'm not ringing my own head. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your computer, but it's coming to your phone, your mobile phone. And it works with all text-enabled mobile phones. It doesn't have to be a smartphone. With this, you can plan every facet of your day, every meeting, every appointment, everything. But what Civil Dispatch does, it sets them apart from the rest of the herd, is they're going to let you know about the things you can't possibly plan for, that there's no way to even imagine. Like a sudden cold snap, or a blizzard, or a terrorist attack, or a flash flood, or an earthquake. All based on your locale. And you're going to find out about it. You're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you don't get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. I don't know if I want to say it out loud, but the website is back up. I'm afraid that might invite some more Ambien salesmen. But anyway, it's back up and running, and the chat room is engaged. We live in an interesting time right now. We've got the knockout game going on in Pennsylvania. Apparently, they've got a guy in a dark pickup truck that likes to bump people off the road and then shoot at them. So, before we get into all the political shenanigans that your self-appointed leaders are out there trying to do to you, let's talk about the five A's of defensive firearms training. As a student, you have to be aware, and we're all students. There may be trainers, but they're also students. So that makes me the student of a student, I guess. But anyway, as a student, we have to be aware that all essential elements have to be recognized, trained for, and skill developed in order to ensure a successful outcome in a crisis. We must also recognize that owning or even carrying a gun is not enough. We must work on and prepare for all of these A's. You've heard of the seven P's of project management. This is the five A's of self-defense. The first A is acceptance. Yes, I have the busy throat. One of the worst things that happens to people is when a bad event unfolds in front of them or on them. They sit there in a moment of shocked disbelief. Now, I think that's just a natural human element of our being. When it starts happening, everybody has that "oh no" moment. But how you snap out of that? How you snap out of that is important. Now, in the United States in 2011, there were 5.8 million total of these four crimes: murder, aggravated assault, robbery, and forcible rape. All of these things that I talk about, the knockout game, the road rage killer, all these guys, they all fall in those categories. These are the exact crimes that somebody carrying a handgun can defend themselves against. So, instead of, the way you want to train, instead of you going through this, should that happen, you don't want to have, I can't believe this is happening to me. You want to have, I knew this might happen, and it's my turn at bat. How do you do that? You do that a bunch of different ways. First of all, you have to do very realistic training. That means shooting in a lot of positions. That means shooting leaning against things. That means shooting on your back, on your side, on your stomach, shooting from a seated position. A lot of different things. It's not just going to the range and standing in a lane and aiming at a target dead ahead of you. It means shooting, walking left, shooting, walking right, backwards, forwards. Everything. Good morning, guest 44. I see you there. Awareness. The next day is awareness. It doesn't matter what the subject involves. You cannot fix a problem until you are aware that there is a problem. The one action that most people could take to enhance their personal security would be to become more alert and aware when you're out in public. Stop walking around with your headphones on, staring at your mobile phone. Especially when you're walking across an open parking lot, a parking garage, whatever. Stick your phone in your pocket and heads up and start looking around. Listen. Look for people, activities, or circumstances that look odd or out of place or out of character and are therefore suspicious, like a car following you slowly. Like a car coming up on you slowly. Like a bunch of people that see you all of a sudden and want to walk up on you. That kind of thing. People that seem to pay attention to you. They're not going to beam down from the mothership to attack you. The next A is avoidance. I would give you a double your money back guarantee that you will win every single violent confrontation that you don't get involved in. Don't go to specific places while armed that you would not go unarmed. Resist the temptation to flip somebody off who cuts you off in traffic. It's not worth it. As an armed citizen, you will be held to a higher standard of judgment and discretion than an average person. If despite everything that you've done, if you have been accepting, if you've been aware, if you've been avoiding, if you are faced with an imminent deadly threat, you're going to have to go into action. You will have to act swiftly and decisively and violently to end this threat. This will require skill with the weapon. Skill requires work in the form of training and practice. At a minimum, you should be well versed in these physical skills with your sidearm. You should be able to quickly, safely, and efficiently present your handgun from concealment wherever it is. Ladies, your purse, your flashbang. Guys, your hip, your shoulder holster, wherever it's coming from. And get it out there. Once you've gotten it out there, when you are in action, you're not pulling the trigger once. You are pulling the trigger multiple times. Maybe three at a time. Three go down range. You assess. Three more? Okay. You need to be able to reload your pistol quickly and reliably. And you need to be able to fix common malfunctions and keep the gun running. Remember that the police will be skeptical of anything that you do in a matter of self-defense. You will be suspect. The last thing is aftermath. Get prepared. It's not going to be fun at all. Well, this is why I'm waiting on Texas Law Shield. This is the one thing that you have no control over. You can train, you can be aware, you can avoid. After you have to do it, this is where avoidance comes in really well. If you can avoid it, then you don't have the aftermath. But after you've had to do it, this is where you're going to need some help. This is the part that you cannot prepare for because you don't know who's responding, which police officer is coming up to you, how the investigation is going to go, prepare to lose your gun, prepare to be handcuffed, lots of different things. But you'll be alive for all of that to happen to you. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
When my church runs me out of town.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Watch them creep. Watch them creep. Watch them creep. Hip hop heads.
You do it like this.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I throw a lot of statistics at you. I know I do. And I do that because, facts don't lie. I don't have to get emotional when I'm presenting facts to you. But I want to tell you one thing that you can take heart in. The facts that I come up with regards to crime and gun use and everything, that comes from people that don't have a dog in this fight, really. I mean, Gary Kleck who pioneered, I guess, the field of this kind of research in 1992. He's a Democrat. He's a card-carrying member of the ACLU. I mean, he's not what you're going to sit around and say, okay, well, he'll be on Fox News tonight. But he's an honest man, and he crunches data. John Lott. Once again, he would tell you right now, he does not argue the Second Amendment. He argues crime and causation. And he argues what stops crime, where crime goes down, and he looks at the reasons and the factors that come in and mitigate and influence that, and then he puts it out. And then everybody attacks them because it's not with the narrative. Of course, the CDC backs them up. Harvard backs them up. Police One Survey backs them up. Pew Research Center backs them up. Justice Department backs them up, even though Eric Holder's in charge of it. So I talked about this last week, but out of Quinnipiac University, another economist, Mark Gaius, has come out with another, but this time it's actually aimed at what gun control does and does not do. And it bears mentioning again, simply because we have to gird ourselves. Now, I know out there right now today, Obama and Schumer and Reid and Clinton have all called Michael Bloomberg and asked him to please wait till after the 2014 elections to attack any of the quote-unquote pro-gun Democratic senators that he doesn't like that voted against the Manchin-Toomey bill for the good of the party. And here's what I would tell you about this. Democrats, those of you out there that are saved, that are Democrats, your leaders just want to be in power. And then they want to tell you how to live your life. And voting for them means you're volunteering for it. If they were voting solely based upon a conviction, they would let Michael Bloomberg go do whatever he wants. As it is, they're basically restricting his, his First Amendment, his rights under the First Amendment. But he has also acquiesced. He has said, sure, I'll wait. I can do that. So we need to look at Mark Gaius's study that has just come out. He uses a large segment of data to draw his conclusions so he can to get to the broader picture on gun control. He's using data from 1980 to 2009 and controlling for state and year fixed events. This isn't conjecture, this isn't emotion. This guy actually put some things down, pulled out a slide rule, and went to work. The results of the present study suggest that states with restrictions on the carrying of concealed weapons had higher gun-related murder rates than the other states. Who to thunk it? It also found that assault weapons bans did not significantly affect murder rates at the state level. Think about that for just a minute. Not only does this data reveal that gun control does not lower gun-related murders, but it actually increases murder rates. Oh. Criminals don't relish the thought of getting return fire if they're shooting at me. Concealed weapon permit holders in states where they are allowed to shoot back provide that for them. Breitbart.com, which, you know, I know which side of the fence they're on. They substantiated it because they did a thorough review of the facts. And when you to try to get beyond the abstract, what Gaius does is he explains what he means by restricted versus unrestricted concealed carry law. He does this by showing that every state has one of four laws. Unrestricted, which is the permitless carry. Nobody has to get anything. You can carry what you want as long as you want until you do something bad with it, and then we'll be visiting you. Shall issue, apply, and if you don't have a record and you're not insane, you will get it. May issue, subtext, not a chance. And no issue, which no longer exists, see the may issue provision. Of the four, may issue and no issue are the most restricted, and states with these laws demonstrated gun-related murder rates that are 10% higher than less restricted states. Now, You and I know that what the laws that have been passed in Connecticut and California and New York are going to do nothing to control gun violence. It's not going to stop, though, the anti-gun politicians from pushing through an agenda under the guise of a safer society. They're going to get out there and say, well, the assault weapons ban, apparently that was a little misguided. Of course, we have taken the weapons of war off the street. And you know what? They'll be coming for another classification of guns when that doesn't work out. And they know it's not going to work out, so just gird yourself with that, New York, and Connecticut. If bans on semi-automatic rifles that have a magazine that feeds them that looks suspiciously like the military cousin actually reduced gun-related murders, where is that data? And do not, see, right now, this is what would happen. If I was with Matthews or Morgan or Ed Schultz or any of these guys, they'd be saying, if he had not had access to that AR-15, all of that carnage would not have been wrought on Sandy Hook or in Aurora. I disagree. Because he had handguns. He'd already taken Joe Biden's suggestion and he had a shotgun. James Holmes opened up his shooting spree with a shotgun, with a Remington 870. I submit to you that of the 12 people he killed, the first 8 were probably with that shotgun, because it is devastating up front. I further submit to you that he didn't know what he was doing with any of those weapons, because he could not clear and correct a simple non-feeding magazine problem with his little beta mag that nobody uses. And he also had other weapons. Se-Ho Chung, or whatever his name was, at Virginia Tech, he used 2 handguns. Saying that, well, if he hadn't had that AR-15, he wouldn't have killed them, is wrong. The full sentence is, if he hadn't had that AR-15, he would have killed them with the other guns he had. That's the real full sentence. And there's no way to get past that. There's no way to get past that. If doing away with rifles was going to prevent crime, we wouldn't have gang violence. If gun control was going to make us a utopian society, we would be there. The little cartoony birds would be flying all around our heads and everything else. And we'd be sitting back going, singing Kumbaya and, having the Jimmy Dean sun guy come out and feed us the 300 calorie sandwiches, and we'd be floating on air. But that doesn't exist, because the world is populated with people with their own free will. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Cuomo when we get back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent. And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. The SAFE Act. This is going to be a biggie when it's all said and done. The SAFE Act was crafted as a knee-jerk reaction of opportunity by Governor Cuomo in the aftermath of the Newtown massacre. It was passed in the dead of night. It took 20 minutes to pass out copies of the bill, I guess, to everybody there, because 20 minutes after it was brought up, it was passed. It was voted on and passed. And then it was signed by the good governor the same day, bypassing the usual 3-day waiting period by claiming that the act was an emergency measure. You know, I didn't know you New Yorkers went insane. I didn't know that you had pitchforks and flaming torches and everything else, and you were storming the ramparts. I just didn't know that. I thought you guys were probably asleep that particular night. That result is an egregious of an infringement on the New York State, the people of New York State, on their rights, on their natural, civil, and constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms. Now, notice when the SAFE Act went into effect, crime didn't go down in New York State. Now, Amongst its Second Amendment defiling provisions, there was a law prohibiting legal gun owners from loading more than 7 rounds in their handgun. As a matter of fact, when it first hit, the cops couldn't either. Unless they were at a state-approved gun range. And even Judge Scretany, the boneheaded, apparently born and raised in liberal Northeast judge, federal judge, he found that to be arbitrary and unjustifiable. And then he upheld the rest of the arbitrary and unjustifiable SAFE Act, but he tossed the 7-round limit. And Governor Cuomo doesn't like that much. Cuomo said he believes the 7-bullet limit would be restored on appeal. The law only allows 7 bullets to be loaded in a 10-bullet, 10-round magazine. I'm using their nomenclature. They don't know what they're talking about, of course. He said the state had a 10-bullet limit before last year's law and that New York City has a 5-bullet limit for some firearms. If you're going to throw out this limit, you're going to have to throw out all the limits. Good deal. I like it. I like it a lot. Still, he didn't indicate that the judge's ruling on the 7-bullet limit is now the law unless it's overturned. This case may make its way to the Supreme Court. Now, 7 bullets in a gun is also arbitrary. 10 bullets is arbitrary. Banning classes of firearms is arbitrary. Registering them is the beginning of tyranny. Now, here's what I will tell you, New York State, and I don't mean this in a derogatory fashion. The Supreme Court of the United States, their job is not to correct your mistake. You're saying right now, what do you mean? What do you mean? I'll tell you what I mean. If you are willing to elect politicians who will trample every one of your rights, and make no mistake about it, why do you think Stop and Frisk happened in New York City? Why do you think they got away with it? Because they were unafraid. I'm not saying that you guys should walk around in a state of fear of each other. But you certainly have no respect for each other, especially in New York City. The police don't respect the people. People don't respect each other. People don't respect the police. But the Supreme Court's job is not to rescue you against your elected politicians. Sorry. That's not part of what they do. Now, if your elected politicians get out there and do something unconstitutional, which, make no mistake, the SAFE Act is very unconstitutional. It runs, I know about the holes that Edwin told me about earlier this week in the Heller decisions and everything else. I get all that. But at the same time, it's unconstitutional. And the Supreme Court, if they rule upon it, should find it to be unconstitutional and strike it all down. But I think, especially with Roberts in charge. See, Roberts likes the tough love. With Obamacare, and I don't know where this came from with him, because I don't know that much about John Roberts, but John Roberts was brilliant with Obamacare. If he had struck down Obamacare, which is probably what he should have done, but if he had struck it down, then Obama would not be where he is right now, which is declining. The Democrats would not be where they are right now, which is declining. I'm not going to throw the ball to the Republicans and say, they are Captain America. Look at them. Ooh, they are the ones that watch my rights. They didn't do anything last time. If they get control of the Senate, then they better do something with it this time. It would not do for me to be in the House of Representatives or a senator in the U.S. Senate. It just wouldn't do because the party leadership, McConnell or Boehner, would come to me and say, "Now listen, if you don't toe the party line, you're not going to be on any committees. We like you. You could go a long play. Play ball and we'll show you how it's done. You're a distinguished gentleman." Because I'm probably going to look at them, and especially with Boehner, I would very seriously consider knocking him clean out of his tan. With McConnell, I'd just be checking his pulse. I swear he looks like he's been involved. So, am I saying, well, you know, if the Democrats get it, we're all safe? No, absolutely not. If the Republicans win the Senate, if they get a hold of the Senate, which, by the way, it won't be the Republicans winning it, it'll be you, the people, handing them the Senate. You, the people, need to make them understand we got your leash and we will choke you with it if you do not represent us. That's the problem right now today. You don't have anybody in federal government representing you. You have a lot of people leading you. So, Republicans, if you do get it this next time, don't sit back and think, well, you know, everything is everything. You're going to be expected to perform. And I don't, by performing, I don't want any McCain-Lindsey Graham coalitions, and I don't want any reasonableness or anything else. There needs to be a difference between the two parties. Republicans comes from the word republic, which is what we're supposed to be. Maybe we could go back to an era of small government. Let's let a few of the bureaucrats feel the sting of unemployment for a little bit. I got no problem with that. But New Yorkers, the Supreme Court is not there. And this goes for the rest of the country. The Supreme Court is not there to rescue us from a bad choice we made. Getting out there and electing people and saying to them, or saying to yourself, well, if they pass something that's unconstitutional, we'll just sue them and take them to the Supreme Court. You're talking a decade before it all gets there. And that's a decade of pain. That's a decade of pain. Now, how does this, you know, as far as New York, you know, we're talking about the SAFE Act. What I want to see, I want to see the Republicans go after the NFA. Yeah, I want to see the National Firearms Act rescinded. But I will settle for the Hughes Amendment to the Gun Control Act of 1980, or the Hughes Amendment of 1986 to the Gun Control Act of 1968. You're saying right now that, Bill, why that? Well, see, they don't like you having fully automatic weapons, and there's plenty of them out there. Yeah, I agree with you, 237. There's plenty of them out there. But you have to buy one that was made prior to 1986, so that means that number is small and dwindling, and they cost $15,000. But if it became cost-effective, how many of you would go out there and own one? We will be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. made with quality stainless steel. Our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aeron process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter's Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter's Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter's Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I want to ask you a question. And right now, I don't have to consider it. But I will soon, because I have grandchildren now. If you were a parent, if you are a parent, and your child was at school, and you found out that there was an active shooter in the school, how deep down, absolutely dreading everything about the next 5 minutes, sick would you be? Can you imagine what that feeling would be like? I've tried to put myself in that place. Now, most likely, what would happen if I found that out when my kids were in school would have been I would have headed to the school and the police would have been there already. But, I think if I got there and the police were not there, knowing what I know now, I would have no choice but to go in the school. Because I cannot, in good conscience, let innocents of any age get slaughtered just because they were there. Now, December 13th, Arapahoe, Colorado. That's where we had the wannabe spree shooter who ended up killing one beautiful young lady. Get stopped in 80 seconds by an armed school resource officer. And in Colorado, there's a Republican there, a Republican state senator named Ted Harvey, whose child was in Arapahoe High School when that shooting occurred. Senator Harvey has come out. His wife is a school teacher as well, and has said now publicly that the had the teachers at Arapahoe High School been armed, that might have been even quicker in stopping that. Maybe when they saw him coming in, maybe that young lady didn't have to die. James Pearson had gunned down young Claire Davis, and he'd thrown a Molotov cocktail or two into the library. Senator Harvey told Fox News, "I don't want my wife and kids to be sitting ducks." And you know what? I can only imagine everybody out there in that parking lot that day. Everybody, first of all, you can't get in the parking lot. You can't get anywhere near the school, so you're held way back. And then when they start evacuating your children from a school like that, they don't want you looking too up close because they're herding them out with their hands on their head, guns pointed at them. But when they finally get through all of that trauma that they've, you know, they've gone through trauma while the shooting is happening, they're going through the trauma of having cops pointing guns at them. After you've gone through all of that, then you can be reunited with your child. And guess what? It's never where you're waiting for them. So as a parent, you get to go through some real gut-wrenching moments. And this senator, who perhaps from a vantage point that no other politician in that state and maybe even in this country who got to view this incident unfold while one of his kids was in there, wants to see the teachers armed. Senator Harvey's team was on the debate team with young Mr. Pearson. Senator Harvey's son knew him. Senator Harvey has introduced a bill to allow school districts in Colorado to let teachers carry guns, despite what Gina Somm may think. He sponsored the bill prior to the shooting, but says this tragedy cements the measure's importance. It validated why I think an armed person in the school is a good thing. Mr. Pearson, young Mr. Pearson, the socialist, the leftist Mr. Pearson, who was for gun control, but who, you know, I've seen nobody ask this question, and I really want to know this. If he was so for gun control, why did he go buy a gun on the 6th of December? Why did he go buy a gun? Seems a little bit contrary to my belief, his belief set, doesn't it? His 82nd attack started after he asked to see the school librarian and debate coach. He was angry with him. He didn't find the coach. So, because he wanted to shoot somebody, he shot Claire Davis, a student he didn't know, who died after fighting for her life for more than a week. Point blank, in the head, shotgun. Arapahoe County Sheriff Grayson Robinson said the sight of an armed official likely prevented further casualties and was a critical element to the shooter's decision to commit suicide. Do not cry for Mr. Pearson. I beg you. Now, in contrast, you had an armed person in the school. Shooting attack lasts 80 seconds. Klebold and Harris in Columbine in 1999 lured the uniformed resource officers out, and their attack lasted 49 minutes. And of those 49, the police were there for 40 of them. Do you see the difference here? In Colorado, many of the schools there don't have armed guards of any sort. Not uniform, not resource, not armed teachers. And Senator Harvey noted that. He said, I think that what we saw in Arapahoe might not have been seen at other schools in Colorado. Interestingly enough, the Mayors Against Illegal Guns, the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, Violence Policy Center, the Moms Demand Action, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, none of them commented or would answer questions when FoxNews.com sent them a copy of this bill. Now, some did take the opposite lesson from the shooting than Senator Harvey did, and are calling for more gun control. Now, one of the things that the Moms Demand Action say is that that it should be more difficult for a gunman to purchase Sudafed than it is for him to buy bullets for his gun. Or they point out it would have been. Well, maybe that's because Sudafed is used in making meth, whereas 99.9% of the guns purchased don't ever get used in a crime. Shannon. But they're dancing on young Claire Davis. In honor of Claire's life, act. Join us today to take our country back from the gun lobby. The gun lobby doesn't have the country. I hate to tell you that. The gun lobby, at its most, might have, with state and local chapters and everything else, you may be talking about 8 million people. But you got 100 million plus gun owners. So it's not the gun lobby that has America. It's a bunch of citizens that has America. Shannon. Schools are not going to be safe as long as they're gun-free zones. They're not going to be. If your child goes to a school that is a gun-free zone, do everything in your power to change that. And if you're sitting there and you're not worried about it, I'm not going to sit there and say you need to go insane with concern, but I am saying that I would look for every alternative I could have. I would. I mean, wherever your child goes to school, just go look at the size of the buildings. And they're all connected to a certain degree. You've been to the open houses at your child's school. You can't find your way around them. You get lost in there and they find you bleached and dead in some corridor while you're trying to claw your way out through the unbreakable glass window. All right. Let's go into the next hour on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.